Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Ike. Now, if you are new to the show, just a little bit about myself. I am an angel intuitive. That means I was trained through Doreen Virtue on how to receive and communicate messages from the angels. I am also an angel card reader. I am a Reiki practitioner, a spiritual teacher, and a healer. And part of my purpose is to do these shows to bring blessings to everyone who listens. And I work with oracle cards a lot, but I also rely on my own intuition. And there's a lot of great episodes you can listen to on demand. I have shows about sacred geometry. I have shows about how to work with crystals, opening up your chakras. There's a lot of different themes. So check out the archives on Blog Talk Radio if you haven't done that. So I hope you're all enjoying this weekend. We have the first day of spring tomorrow. So exciting. I love springtime. Spring, the weather gets warmer, the trees start to bloom, the flowers start to come out, and it's just a time of renewal. You know, we leave behind the cold winter and the hibernation, and we start to come out into the world, and we start to show our true selves. And that's why I wanted to draw a card for all of us from the Flower Therapy Oracle card deck. This is a deck of cards from Robert Reeves and Doreen Virtue, and it's perfect for the springtime because they have each card has a flower, and the flower has a particular meaning to it. And the one I drew for you guys, it's the Bird of Paradise, which is an amazing, beautiful flower. We have them over here on the West Coast, and I mean, if you don't know what it looks like, you can just Google it. It's called the Bird of Paradise. It literally looks like a bird. It's why it's called the Bird of Paradise. And the message for the Bird of Paradise is communicate with your angels. And it says you have the ability to connect with beings of love who surround you. We all do. It wants you to communicate with them so that you can hear their messages, but also deliver the healing messages that you receive to others. Because sometimes, you know, we receive messages, but the messages aren't necessarily for ourselves or for others. And a lot of us who are light workers and healers, we have messages to share that can bring comfort to others or can bring healing to the planet. And this is a time right now where we really need that energy. There's a lot of people who are scared, a lot of fear-based energy. There's a lot of people hurting. And I feel it in our hearts right now. I can sense the energy flowing from someone's heart chakra. So what I want to do is I feel like I want to work with Archangel Raphael here. And I'm going to just do a brief, like, 1 to 2 minute meditation to open up our heart chakras, clear away some fear-based energy, and help us to move forward with the rest of our week, because the week is going to be coming up in a few days. So let me put on some meditation music, and we'll get to it. Where is it? There it is. All right, so I'm going to ask you all to just center yourself as we collectively join together in this healing meditation. I call upon the Archangel Michael to be with us, to protect us, to clear away any psychic attack that has been directed at us, any energy from world events, politics, drama, any pain that we might be carrying around. We also ask the Archangel Raphael to be with us, to shine his emerald green light in our hearts, to open our hearts, to heal our chakras. It's okay to feel pain, it's okay to grieve, but we need to let go so we can flow. And we're asking the angels to help us now flow, to move forward, and to hear the messages that they are giving to us, so that we may heal ourselves and heal others. Because you are all a divine spark of light, of inspiration. In truth, all is love and all is light. And we just need to remember that now and feel that love in every cell, every tissue, every organ of your body, just vibrating with this beautiful divine love from head to toe. And giving our troubles now to the angels, that we can move forward with strength and confidence and love on our journey. And so it is. Awesome. Thank you all for joining me on that meditation. So again, if you're just joining in, the card that I drew for all of us is the Bird of Paradise. Just having the Bird of Paradise in your vicinity, you can just have a picture of it, will help you to connect with the angels. So you can go online, you can print out a picture. If you have one around you, you know, maybe you're on the West Coast or in Hawaii or something, you can go near a Bird of Paradise. That'll help you to open up that connection with your angels. There's another message that I wanted to deliver to you as well. I also like to work with a deck of cards called the Osho Zen Tarot. These are great cards because they're very spiritual cards. And the card that came up, it says control. And I want to talk about why this card came up. Because sometimes we have a tendency to try to control every situation in our life. You know, we want things to manifest, but we have this idea of how it's supposed to come about, how it's supposed to be. And when we do that, we stop the block. We create a block, is what I'm saying. We stop the flow of manifestation. But not just that. It's also, you know, there's a lot of scary events happening in the world right now, and that's very true. And sometimes as light workers, we try so hard to bring light and love to that situation that we almost try to control the situation. And when we do that, we get entangled in it, and it affects our energy, and we have these energetic cords that are connecting to that situation. So as much as possible, you know, definitely continue to send love and focus on the world that you want to be in, of course, but don't try so hard to control the situation. Give out your intention and let it be. The same is true for anything you're trying to manifest in your life, whether it's a job or a relationship. You know, we try so hard to control it, and instead of letting things happen the way naturally they're supposed to be, we block it. We're very powerful manifestors, and our thoughts do create our reality, and we do create things. It's just when we continue to worry about it, worry is a very low form of energy, and when we're always trying to control how it's supposed to be, that is creating mental headaches for some of us. It's creating heart pain because we're so stressed out or worried, and it's getting you stressed when you don't necessarily need to be that way. So continue to connect with your angels. Continue to work with them. They're always by your side. And as much as possible, try not to control the situation. Put out your intention with peace and light, and let it go, and know that it must be made manifest, okay? So I want to welcome you again to the show. I am going to be doing some readings for my callers. I have some oracle cards lined up, and I will be also using my intuition, see what comes forth for all of us. And if you are new to my show, again, I don't have a call screener, so I will say your area code, and that's how you know you will be on the line. So I'm going to go down to someone calling in from area code 415. Let's get you on the line. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Great.
Awesome. Yes. Can I get your name?
My name is Catherine.
Catherine. I think you've called in before, right? It sounds familiar.
I have, yes. It's been a couple
okay.
months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was free during your show, so I always like listening to it live.
Yay! Well, thank you so much for being a listener. I greatly appreciate that. How can I help you today?
As you see, I'm looking forward to spring and all
mm-hmm.
of the things that you mentioned. So if there's any clearing or healing to get rid of the old that you see.
Okay. Well, I do see that there's a lot of that going on. I do see particularly Metatron is working with you. Metatron
great.
is... the archangel that helps us to align our chakras, to balance our chakras. They're showing me water. They're showing me water. So either this is you needing to drink more water or being near water, but they're showing me something to do with water for you.
Mm-hmm.
Water is an excellent detoxifier, especially if you take a sea salt bath. Sea
mm-hmm.
salt is a great way to just detox your energy, pull out those toxins. Also, this is true for everybody listening. You can actually charge your water. You just put your hands over the water, and you just put your intention into the water. So you might say, okay, as I drink this water will bring me perfect health and healing. Or it could be clear skin, or it could be, you know, clarity. Whatever it is that you're looking for, water holds the vibration. And when we drink the water, it absorbs into our body, and it helps us to heal and to move forward. So there's also, do you work with the violet flame meditation, or have you done that before?
I have done it in the past, but not recently.
Because that is something that I think would really benefit you, especially if you're
okay.
in the water or around water.
Okay.
The violet flame is really, really, really helpful to clear things out. I just see like a detox like happening. There's some like emotional detox. It's like I'm seeing angels like pulling stuff, particularly out of your legs, which is interesting. Your legs seem to be where a lot of stuff is being held in your legs. And because the legs are represent symbolically moving forward, because we use our legs to walk. It's like letting go of the stuff that's stopping you from moving forward. Because I'm getting that you've been giving yourself permission now to move forward. You're ready for that.
Yeah.
But in the past, maybe not so much. I have a feeling that there's been like distracting energy, particularly from relationships. I'm kind of getting that sense. But you're past that, and you're ready for. Because I'm seeing like a train. They're showing me like a locomotive, which is moving pretty quickly, and it's like the locomotive is. It's like if you imagine you're on a train and you just have the countryside passing by, it's like you're enjoying the ride and you're ready for what's next and you've been asking for what's next. And I feel like they've been giving you signs. They've been showing you what's next. It's just sometimes our ego doesn't want to believe it. Our ego tries to sabotage us and try to say, well, no, that can't be true. That can't be a sign. Or how am I going to do that? You know, our ego plays these little tricks on us. And sometimes... you know, that gets us in trouble. But I got this deck of cards called Angel Answers, and I want to kind of see, I'm going to draw some cards here, this is what I wanted to work with, and see what we can expect for you coming in the next couple months here. And I'm just going to draw some cards. Okay, let's see. I'm thinking of my question. Okay. Okay, so this is an interesting card. So the card Opportunity came about. And it's a great card because it's just showing this beautiful, it's like an angel and she's all in gold. So there's gold everywhere and there's like all the shower of abundance coming to her. There's a lot of gold. It's like coins and there's gold flower petals and there's just, she has her arm stretched out and she's just ready to receive everything that the universe is ready to give to her. And I feel like that's exactly where you are. Okay, they want me to work with this other deck of cards. I have this other deck of cards called the Magical Unicorn cards, and there's something about this card because I feel like you could use a little magic, little of that playful kind of child energy. So I'm going to work with these cards, and we're going to ask the same question. We're going to see what can we expect, and then, oh, this one jumped right out. Whew. Okay, so this one, it literally jumped out of the deck. So it says curiosity, and really what it is, it's about starting something that you're curious about, something that strikes your interest, something that really you've been curious about trying, either like a new course or some type of spiritual class or meeting a person, something that you have been really thinking about doing. This is saying that now is the time to really just do it. And I'm really drawn to, there's like these stars in the sky. There's something about the stars. So I'm not sure how that relates, but, you know, that. It's a couple of things. Could be you're connected to the stars or you're interested in astronomy or something. But you're getting a message about starting a project that's something you're really interested in. So what kind of things have you really been interested in?
I'd like to do more in the arts and like arts education.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
More increasing my creativity.
Got it. So you're being guided to pursue that because there's a lot of good, there's a lot of golden opportunity around the path that you take. There's some of the blocks that you're feeling, I feel, are related to parental energy, because I'm drawing a card that says it's okay to be different, which is saying you don't have to be like everybody else. You don't have to worry about what people have said about, no, you can't do that, or that's not going to be the right path. It only matters what you say is right for yourself. And there's another card, too, that I drew. It's about having spiritual friends that support you, that having that community, a sense of people that really just get you. And I think that's something that you're really...
I don't have that right now.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Exactly. That's why this card came up, is that you're really... So what you can do is you can manifest spiritual friends. You just have to put out the intention and ask the angels to help you with that. And let's do that right now. Let's just put out, we'll ask the angels to help bring Catherine some amazing spiritual friends who support her and love her and help her to move forward. And also give her some help on the spiritual side, angels and ancestors and ascended masters that can really help her to let go of what's not working, to have confidence, and to feel supported as she does what she needs to do. I really get the sense that you really are an amazing artist. I just get this sense, like when you do it, it's like I see the flowing. It's like it just flows out of you. And it's like they want you to let that out. They want you to just go and pursue that is what I'm getting. The only one that's blocking yourself is the only thing that's blocking you is you. That's kind of what I feel. It's your own thoughts and things that have been in your mind. It's something about family stuff, like parental stuff and things like that. But they're showing me good opportunities for you as long as you're willing to trust the signs you've been given and the steps you're being guided to take. So what we're going to do, too, we're going to ask Archangel Michael to be with you and to give you clear action steps and to what steps you should take next to help you.
Sure.
So please be with Catherine. You're going to feel him near you. Give her clear action steps so she knows which direction to move forward, and give her the strength and confidence to really do that. Now, I want to actually do one more card for you. I got this other deck of cards I don't use very often, but this is called the Psychic Tarot from John Holland. And these are all about like opening up your psychic senses. So I'm going to see, what do the angels and the universe want Catherine to know right now? That's what I'm going to ask, that specific question. What do you need to know right now to help you? And, okay, as I'm shuffling, I'm hearing in my mind, give yourself permission to succeed. You will succeed. Mm-hmm. If you believe it. So I mean, give yourself permission to succeed. And like I drew that control card, don't try to control how it's going to happen or try to worry about it. Put out your intention and just go for it and let it go. Because the card that I drew for you, I love this card. It says new beginnings, new beginnings. Ooh. And it's the zero card, which is like you have a fresh plate in front of you. You can do anything you want. You just have to take that leap of faith. And it shows a woman, she's walking out a door, but she's like below her feet is the whole entire planet. Like she has the whole planet to her to do anything she wants to do as long as her heart is there and giving yourself permission to really succeed and not being afraid of failure. You know, don't be afraid of failure because there's failure is something I think that's like a human construct. You know, there's all these relative things, you know, good, bad, right, wrong. And I believe that we're a failure if we believe that we're a failure. That's my belief, because our personal desires are different from everybody else's, and we're only a failure if we believe that. That's what I truly believe, and it's important that you understand that and give yourself permission to succeed. The angels are with you. The unicorns are there. There's all kinds of support with you, and of course, if you go on to my Facebook, facebook.com, Ascension Magic, I'd be happy to continue to help you, support you. I'm always drawing cards on
and
there.
And you're in the Bay Area too, aren't you? In the Bay Area.
I am. Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm in the North Bay.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So a quick question is, I've been finding all week. I've been finding dimes in everywhere. So if a dime, I think of more of a like a past loved one, is usually money. Or do you think it's more of a an angel message?
Well, I say honor your own intuition, but you typically when you're getting dimes like that, it it is definitely a sign from the angels, but it could also be telling you that, look, you're going to be able to make money, that they're like giving you, you're getting money the sky, and it's like, and it's like, hey, there's money everywhere you look. We don't have, you don't have to worry. We'll take care of you. You're going to be taken care of, you know, because that opportunities card said it all. There was all these gold, like gold coins and gold, everything you need is going to be given to you. But if you felt that it was also a message from, you know, from the other side, then definitely honor that. There's nothing discounting that. Go with your own intuition.
Right.
But typically that is usually a sign for abundance, to say that, you know, you pick up that dime and you say, wow, I'm so grateful for this. There's more where this came from. My needs are taken care of. You know, because when you're in that flow and you just open to receiving, money just comes to you. You know, you'll find dollar bills on the sidewalk, and, you know, you'll call up on the radio and be the 10th caller. You know, stuff like that happens to you when you're in the flow.
Right.
So I think that's, I feel like that's the message that you're being given.
Great. Well, thank you so much. That was
You're very welcome.
Great information and very helpful.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
I sure will. Thank you. I'll keep listening.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So where am I going to go next? Oh, let's see. Let's go to 229. I'm going to get you on the line.
How you doing?
Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Can I get your name?
I'm Melvin.
Melvin?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Melvin. How can I help you today?
I just need to see, do you see any finances coming my way, like my taxes or something coming this week coming up? Got to take care of my rent, and I'm not ready to move yet.
Okay. So you're asking really about abundance and money and how your money situation can improve. Am I correct there? Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Actually,
go ahead.
About do you see me getting my income taxes on time to pay my rent by Monday or even Tuesday? One day next week.
Okay. Your situation is very similar to, like, as I was talking to the last caller, in the fact that abundance is, and money is something that it's, abundance is really something beyond money. It's an attitude about living and expecting the best. Okay, and my intuition is telling me that your energy sometimes, you're not always expecting the best for yourself. And sometimes you're not necessarily believing, you have sometimes a hard time believing that your needs are going to be taken care of. And the more energy that we put into, you know, worrying about finances and worrying about money, the more we experience the worry and the frustration. So I feel like, you know, like it'll help you to really shift your vibration and your thoughts about how you're thinking about abundance. Now, do you know who Doreen Virtue is?
Who that now?
Do you know who Doreen Virtue is?
Sounds familiar a little bit, though.
Well, she communicates with the angels, and she's actually one of my mentors. And the reason I'm bringing her up, because I know, because I follow her, that she has a book, like a free book that you can download right now on Facebook, all about how to increase your abundance and how to bring more abundance into your life. But you have to go onto Facebook and follow her so that you can get that free book. So I'm going to give you her name again, and you can go back and listen to it. It's Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N, Virtue, like being virtuous, Doreen
now?
Virtue. Doreen. Yeah. Doreen. D-O-R-E-E-N.
D-O-R-D.
D-O-R-E-E-N.
E-E-E-N.
And then Virtue. V-I-R-T-U-E.
V-I-R-T-U-E,
Virtue. And if you go on Facebook and follow her, she has a free ebook you can download about how to increase your abundance and how to better increase your finances, and it's free. So I think that will really help you if you check that out. So definitely do that. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay.
Can you hold on for just? I'm going to actually. Can you hear my dog barking? I need to take care of that really quick. Can you hold on for just 1 second? I apologize on this.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm sorry about that, Melvin.
Okay.
So let me get into I have a border collie.
Can you spell Virtue again?
What, Virtue? Yeah. Virtue is V like Victor.
Uh-huh.
I-R-T-U-E, Virtue.
Oh, okay. T-U.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that book will really help you. Just wanted to share that with you. Because I know that she's been advertising it, and for anyone that's interested, I know it would really help them. So definitely spread the word out about that for sure. So let's get back into what I was saying is that abundance is just an attitude about living, and it's being open and expecting the best for yourself. So we, as much as possible, try to work on what you're expecting for yourself. If you expect the best, you will get the best. If you expect that things aren't going to turn out the way you want them to turn out, that's exactly what you'll get as well. Now, I'm not claiming that this is something that we can switch overnight, because if you've been doing it for a lot of years, it's hard to reverse that. But you can start to make progress towards that. And then you take little steps, and the more you do that, the more you start to expect good things for yourself, the more that it will come to you, okay? So I'm going to just sort of tap into your energy here and see what I get. And
Okay.
I kind of feel like, okay, they're telling me that you need to get away from a particular situation. Like there's, I don't know if it's a place you're living or someone in your energy, but like there's the energy that you're around right now, people, situations, it's really bringing you down. And I think that's part of what is affecting you. And in particular, too, I'm not sure, what your diet is typically like, but the foods that we eat can also affect our energy. It can also make us feel more negative, or make us feel not worthy. There's vibration in the foods that we eat, but there's something about they want you to get away from a situation, whether it's moving or getting out of a relationship. There's something that's affecting you, and it's not beneficial to your energy. So pay attention to your own intuition there. You asked if you're going to get your income taxes next week.
Yes.
Let me just kind of see what I'm getting here. Wait a minute. I'm feeling like it'll be a little bit later than a week. I don't feel like a week. I feel like maybe a little bit longer than that, but that's what my intuition is saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel. I want to actually draw some cards for you to help you here, because I have a deck of cards called Archangel Raphael, and Raphael is the healing angel that will bring healing. So I'm going to see how we can assist you right now on your journey. Give me just a moment here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're going to be surprised because it's so accurate. The card says, leave a stressful situation behind. So it's exactly what I was feeling intuitively. But what is the situation that you think that they're bringing up? Is it a place you're living or is it a person? What are you getting?
Well, what I'm getting is like, you know, I got to pay my rent by Monday. And
okay.
When I sent off my taxes, my student loan, they took it, but the education department told me if I send all the right documents and fill out a form, that they will reimburse me my income taxes.
I see.
So I did all of that. They just in the process. I called the lady. They do have all my work, and I just wanted to know, like, you know, it should be in the mail. 'Cause see, my landlord, she's a good lady. I just moved in a two-bedroom apartment, and my nephew just moved in with me, and I'm not working. And they denied my unemployment benefits from my previous job, but I'm going to talk to an attorney Monday morning about that, because I set up a hearing for my, you know, with my attorney with the labor board to try to get my unemployment, and that would help me pay my rent until I get me a job. So I have a couple of job interviews coming up, but my main objective is I really want to get my rent paid. My utilities is paid, but my rent for this month is not paid, and I don't want to get it too far behind. But the landlord told me, you know, she's trying to work with me, and the guy that's over her is Roy Baker, and I assume he's trying to work before they file eviction. That's what I don't want to happen. I just want to know, like,
sure,
will that be taken care of? Why my rent for this month and next month be taken care of? Will I get it in time to get it taken care of? Or, because I don't ask my family members for help, but that's just like talking to a wall. So I don't, you know, it's crazy. But it just...
No, I understand. I
recently lost my son 4 months ago. Accidentally got shot trying to stop a person from shooting another person, and he got shot and he passed away. So it's just so much negativity.
So there's a lot of stuff going on now. I'm definitely sorry to hear about the loss of your son, and I can imagine that that's very, very difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
And I could feel your soul. You have a good soul. You have a good heart. You're really in the right place. It's just there's been so many things. There's been a lot of negative things around you that it's been bringing your energy down. And I gotta say, when I was feeling stressful situation behind, I was feeling the place you're living. I'm not gonna hold back what I was feeling. That's what I was feeling intuitively, but that doesn't mean that you can't stay there. What you can do, there is an angel that you can call upon, Archangel Ariel, who is the angel of miraculous manifestation. And I'm going to ask Ariel to be with you, to help you to have a windfall of abundance, unexpected, and just to be open to receiving that. We're also going to, anyone that's listening too, we're going to just try to send you some extra healing energy to help you get through this difficult time and to help you to move forward, to help you to expect good things for yourself, to know that you deserve good things. And no one deserves to be, to be in poverty. No one deserves to have their needs not taken care of. We all deserve that. We all do.
Right.
And part of having that is expecting that, believing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Try to see if you can get that book that I talked about. I think that'll really help to change your perceptions about finances. Listen to your guidance. If your guidance says that it's time to go, that it's time to move forward, trust that, but know there's always something better. When the old leaves,
right,
something better is going to come along. It's just us believing that, right? Because I know you've had a lot of negative things, a lot of bad things in your life, and it's hard to always believe that.
Yeah,
you
know? And you may be picking up on when, you know, I used to work, you know, with mentally ill clients, working in a group home with all kind of different personalities, all kind of bad energy and stuff like that. And that may be, and it was at a home. It was two homes that I used to work at. So that's, and there was a lot of negativity there, and it was draining me, you know. So
absolutely.
Even though when they let me go, I felt better when they let me, you know, my energy level felt better.
Mm-hmm.
When they even let me go, like some people get fired and get mad and have resentment and want to, you know, do something stupid, but it was absolutely.
I'm gonna draw one more card for you, Melvin, and I'm gonna take another. Another call, okay? I'm going to draw a card from you from, I'm going to work with, let's work with the fairies deck, because the fairies are good at manifesting, and I'm going to see what they would like you to know right now, and let's do that to help you on your journey, to help you on your current path, and let's see what comes forth, and I'll see how they shuffle. Okay, this one. Okay, so you're being guided right now to make music, something about music. Music is very healing to the soul. Music will help you. You're being guided to make music or to listen to music. Any kind of music that's going to lift up your vibration when you're feeling down, when you're feeling stressful. Music, having music around can help to elevate your mood. It can help to connect you with the angels. It can also, listening to songs of our past can connect us to a time when we were more happy. You know, if there's a particular song from your childhood that you like, listening to that will help you to feel more connected with that and to help you to feel more happiness in your life. And also pay attention if you hear songs in your head, or music in your mind, that's the angels communicating with you. Sometimes we hear songs in our head and we don't know why, but that song, there's a message in that song. That's how your guide's communicating with you sometimes. Or you might hear a song on the radio, and that song on the radio could be a message for you. You know, the perfect song at the perfect time. So something about making music would really help you, and try to see if you can get that abundance book. I think that's really going to help you for sure.
Right.
And Archangel Ariel is already there working with you, and I'm going to continue to send you positive energy and healing energy to assist you throughout the rest of your week, okay?
Okay. I really appreciate that.
No worries.
It's just been a serious storm, but you know, in my life, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose your son, and then four months later, you know, you lose your job. But I mean, I hope I kind of believe that they're gonna give me my unemployment back. But I need to actually. I don't want to move here, Brad, because I just moved. And I think maybe what you was picking up is maybe the energy that I was around at work with a lot of negative people and the clients, they mentally ill.
Sure.
At this house. You know, that might be where you're just picking up. But I just, you know, wanted to know, is there anything, like you said, something that's a surprise for me or something you said earlier, okay? Like a surprise coming, or yeah, I'm gonna get some of this money or whatever,
Well, if you're open to receiving that, if you are open to receiving and you really, really expect it, like, and don't worry about how it's going to happen, it'll happen for you. Just trust and believe that. And continue to tell yourself, manifest it. Tell yourself, this will work itself out for the best. All is taken care of. My needs are taken care of. You know, instead of thinking about how it's not going to work out, put energy into that it is working out. It's going to work itself out. You are going to be taken care of. You're going to be loved. You are love. You are light. And all these things that you just focus on those things. And know that there's a lot of us that are continuing to send you energy as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Okay. Now, this book, I need to just go to Facebook and pull it up?
Yeah, go to Facebook and type in her name. Type in Doreen Virtue and follow her page. You know, like click like her page, and you'll see it on there. You'll see it, and you can download it.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. You're very welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Of course.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So it appears to be, ladies and gentlemen, the message for many of us today is about abundance and how we are manifesting our abundance, how we are bringing that into our lives. Are you expecting the best for yourself? If not, please change that, because you deserve nothing but the best. And that's not, abundance isn't just finances. It's an abundance of time, an abundance of love, an abundance of resources, everything that we need. I like to use the analogy of the tree. You know, the tree is humongous. It grows to be several feet tall, but a tiny little seed, that's what it started from, a tiny little seed. And everything that that tree needed to grow was in that seed. And the same is true for you. Everything that you could ever desire was given to you to help you before you were even incarnated. It's just somewhere along the line in our societal values or parental values, ancestry, we lose that, and we create lack in our life because we haven't been taught that we deserve nothing but the best. So if this applies to you, I want to remind you that your needs are taken care of, your needs are met. So I want to share that with you guys. I'm going to go to my next call. You're calling from area code 860. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. It's my first time calling. This is Amy.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Can I get your name? What's your name, sweetheart?
It's Amy.
Amy. Hi, Amy. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm wondering, because it's spring, will be tomorrow, and I really believe that I deserve it, what you're talking about during the show. I deserve the best and nothing less. And I really feel that in my heart. So it's a long time coming, and I'm wondering what you see in the next couple of months for me.
Let
go of a lot of friendships. So, yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm ready for the new.
I can feel the emotional stuff related to this friendship situation. Do you know about energetic cords?
Yes.
Are you familiar?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because there are still some etheric cords that are connecting you to specific people that's affecting you. So you can work with Archangel Michael, will help to remove that. In particular, it's in your solar plexus is what I'm feeling, like your power center. And you are ready to move forward, but I feel like these other people are still like attacked. They're like still attacked. Like it's like they're not trying to, but it's like psychic energy being thrown at you, and it's affecting your energy. So what we want to do is ask Archangel Michael to shield you. Okay, he's going to surround you in this egg of like blue, like cobalt blue and purple energy, and going to shield you, and it's going to protect you from any psychic attack, any psychic debris, any old energy. And we're also going to ask Archangel Michael to pull out any attachments to any old energies, to people that are there that are affecting your energy, to give them back to your energy, to themselves, and to bring you back to yourself. All the parts of you that have been scattered out are bringing back to you now so that you can be centered. And so I definitely see it. You're like this beautiful bluish purple around you, and you're ready to move forward. And,
Now. Wow, that was very powerful. I'm very sensitive.
Yeah, I can tell. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I love how these shows bring the perfect people together. It always amazes me. So I'm really happy. Now what I get too is that we need to send love to those people and say, okay, in our hearts to hearts we have love, and we have no unforgiveness. We forgive each other, and we peacefully and lovingly release you so that we can both move on with our lives. Perfect. That was what you needed. I feel like that was really needed for you.
Exactly. Yes.
I think so. But they're showing me like a stack of money. Like, so I see like the stack of dollar bills or something. So that means that there's a lot of, you're not going to have a problem with money. You just never will. Like your whole life, you're that kind of person. I hate to use like the stereotypical, like, you know how they say like Jewish people are always like rich, or, you know, it's kind of like that. It's like, you never will have to worry. It's like, you will just have everything you want. And, they're showing me a stack of money. Are you working with kids or wanting to work with kids or something? I don't know why they show me that, but
with kids, no.
Okay, I don't know what.
I'm a motivational speaker, so I do. The age group is from 8 to 88. It's pretty.
What is your message that you? What do you talk about?
I'm actually legally blind, and so I have central vision, and talking about struggles, and I'm teaching people if I could be the best that I could be with this visual impairment, in air quotes, anybody can do it. Anybody can be their best. If I could be it, you could be it. Anybody can be
it. I love that. So, That's very powerful. Yeah, that could be a really good message to go to, like, a middle school or a high school for the kids who really feel like they just don't feel like they have any motivation or any desire.
Exactly.
And that could be something that... could be a really powerful message. You know what? I want to actually draw some cards for you, too. I'm going to give you some messages. I'm going to work with the unicorns cards that I have. And we're going to give you a message, and I'm going to ask what we can expect for Amy in the next couple of weeks to months here, and we're going to see. I can feel how sensitive you are. I can definitely feel that, and it's tough because, you know, sometimes we're so generous and we give a lot, and people take advantage of that, and I feel like that's happened to you quite a bit.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
That's okay. No, go ahead. Keep talking.
I just feel like I work so hard, you know, for my own well-being and self-worth because, you know, it is a target on my back. I walk with a cane, and I could still see, and there's ignorance galore, but you still hold your head high anyway, and, like, no one can take that away from you. I know that. It's just like my frequency has risen so much in the last 3 months, and I could just feel the scarcity.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to put it that way, but, like, with the friends, they don't serve me anymore. They just don't, So.
You're actually, you're on, I'm sure you're aware of the term ascension, right?
Yes.
You are already, like, well on your way to ascending, and when we go on that path, relationships leave us, old ways of being leave us, and you're well on your way, and you're a guide to help people through that. Do you know about the Merkaba?
No, what's that?
Merkaba, Merkaba. It's actually a three-dimensional Star of David.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And you can get crystals that are shaped like that, but it's actually a meditation that you can do that'll help you to move forward and to move up on your path of ascension. So you might want to check it out and you know, go online or something, or see if you can get a book about it, because it's, I feel like that's something that will help you. I think it'll help to help you to remember a lot of why you're here. I think actually you already know why you're here. What I mean is just like, it'll help to connect you with your higher self more, like to like bring more of that energy, because you're already connected to that. And
yes.
I wanted to say, as I was shuffling the cards too, and my question was, what can we expect for Amy in the next week or couple of weeks? And
yes.
The message, the card that came out for you, it says, definitely yes. Definitely yes. It says the answer to your question is a strong yes. But in other words, everything you're looking for, everything you've been asking for, is going to happen. You don't have to worry. There's no need to worry. There's a lot of gold energy around you. Gold is the energy not only of just, you know, abundance, but also very high spiritual people, very high spiritual energy. And you're just starting to awaken more to that spiritual teacher that you are, that wise wisdom that's within your soul. And you're drawn to this for a particular reason, I feel. Like there's definitely a reason why you're drawn to this show today, because there's you know, like in people who do the work that we do, our hearts feel a similarity there. We were like, oh, I recognize that we're doing the same work. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So it's like that, yes, there's someone else doing what I do. Okay, cool. I'm not alone, you know? So I definitely get that. But everything seems to be moving forward for you. I also drew another card, and it says, it's telling you to exercise more. Something about moving your body more to give yourself more energy and strength. Yeah, well, that's the card that came out with it. So
it's interesting, because I'm into yoga. I'm there like 4 or 5 times a week. I don't know.
Okay. Interesting. Well, maybe it's just an acknowledgement that the exercise that you're doing is working for you. It could also mean that maybe try a different way of exercising.
Yeah.
You know, or it could also be spiritually, like exercising the spiritual muscles, you know, like working on your psychic senses more, like exercising that. But the yes card is really, really, really strong. I definitely feel you're connected to the angels. Your intuition is open. And as you're talking with me, as we're talking, it's opening more. It's like our souls are like communicating on a different. It's hard to explain really what I'm
saying. Since the first time. That blue and purple, oh my gosh, my whole stomach, the solar plexus, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Completely expanded. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing. Cool.
Awesome. Awesome. But I get very positive messages for you, Amy. And I'd love to check out your Facebook page if you have one, or your website. Do you want to,
absolutely.
Share your information with the listeners.
Yeah, it's facebook.com, and you just go to, it's capital A-M-L-A, and then it's capital I-N-S-P-I-R-E-S. So it's capital A-M-L-A, fire, capital I, and then lowercase N-S-P-I-R-E-S, and that's me.
Okay, I'll definitely check that out. And then also, maybe if you could also go on my Facebook, facebook.com, Ascension Magic, and you can also just post the link there for my listeners or for my audience. There's probably some people that would be interested in your motivational speaker, your speech. There's people that probably live out by where you live and might want to check you out. So,
that's awesome.
You know, we have to help each other out. We have to, you know, we're doing the hard work here, you know?
Exactly. And I just wanted to ask you that what you were talking about to check out is Merkaba, Merkaba?
Yes, Merkaba, Merkaba. Yeah, you'll be amazed by it. It's everything to do with sacred geometry.
That's
and
awesome.
I love
that. Yeah.
I know, me too.
Did you ever, did you ever, the spiritual discs that they have out? You've
what are they called? Spiritual discs?
Spiritual discs. And it's all activated by sunlight. And just go to CLARPORIUM, clairporium.com.
Okay.
And he sells these discs, and I have them, and one of them is the Tree of Life. I'm looking at it right now, and the They're really cool, and they're actually, I forgot what they're made out of, but it has a whole description, it has a video how to use them. They're amazing, and they're activated by the sunlight. So you could just put it in your windowsill, and so when you use them, they're charged up. So you just put it back on.
Oh, and then you wear it like a like a crystal? Oh, that sounds really cool. I'll have to check that out.
Very, very
cool. Thank you. See, I love how we share with each other. That's my favorite part of the show. It's like I learn so much. When you do readings for people, it's like it's not just for them, it's for you too. It's like I learn so much from these readings. It's just amazing. It's amazing to me.
We should definitely keep in touch.
I know. I feel like I feel a kindred spirit with you. I feel like we could be good friends.
Absolutely.
I definitely feel that. Yeah, let's keep in touch.
All right, well,
yeah, find me on Facebook, facebook.com/AscensionMagic. That's my business name, just like the name of my show. It's really easy. And then we'll keep in touch, and I'm going to continue to send you extra healing energy. And keep doing that blue, cobalt blue shield anytime you feel like people are draining you or connecting to you. That'll help out a lot.
It's cobalt blue with purple, or is it just cobalt blue?
It's cobalt blue with like a purplish, like kind of together like that. But I think it's more about your intention. If your intention is to put it up there, I don't think the color necessarily matters. It's about your intention. You know what I mean?
Excellent. Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, Amy. Well, it's been very nice talking with you.
Yes. Blessings
to
you, Ron.
Same to you. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Okay. So if you guys missed that, she was talking about Clartorium, Clartorium, which is a website we can go to and check out some of those pieces of jewelry or artwork. And if you have anything, any kind of artwork or jewelry that you want to share and you want to share it with my audience, totally, let me know. I am all about sharing with each other and helping each other on this road to ascension because we're all here together. And on that note, I know it's been a wonderful long show. We have only 3 minutes left, so I have to kind of wrap it up. But I do want to tell everybody that if you are interested in becoming an angel card reader like I do, Doreen Virtue, who I've been talking about like a bazillion times, she has a special going on. If you check out my Facebook page, you can become a certified angel card reader. And she has an online course. You can do it in your own home. You get 50 videos. There's like 4 card decks you get. And it's half off right now, so definitely want to check that out. And it's only for a limited time, so I want to throw that out there. I will be on the air again, I don't know about tomorrow, but next week doing readings. And I'm going to be enjoying my spring break this week because some of you know that I'm a high school teacher, so this is my spring break. So I'm going to be relaxing. But as we wrap up the weekend, you know, there's going to be a full moon coming up. There's going to be the spring equinox. There's a lunar eclipse. There's so much astrological energy coming in. So it's important for you to just take care of yourself. Tell yourself that you deserve the best and relax. And you're going to be receiving messages. And I want you to know that if I didn't get to your call today, that I'm always thinking of you and there's always a message for you. That's my intention. And we talked about intention a lot on here today. The power of intention, what you intend for yourself will be made manifest. Just get out of the way and let that happen. So I want to tell you again that all is well, and I wish you a very wonderful weekend, and I'm going to end it with a little bit of love.